podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
After the show on a Monday and a Tuesday, we hang around, which a lot of people don't know. We don't get the lingy treatment. We don't get to just finish at nine and go.
No.
And we've got meetings that we do. And, you know, as with business meetings, sometimes they're boring, but a lot of the time they're fun.
Yeah.
And our ones are pretty loose.
Yeah, I don't think ours are proper meetings technically, but that's okay.
No, and it depends what mood you're in.
Yeah.
If you're in the mood for a bit of fun, it's great. But if you're in the mood for hurry up, I've got things to do.
Oh,
it's like, oh, God, can everyone just stop it with the gags?
Yeah. Some people are better at keeping it on track than others.
Yes, I know what I am.
That's okay.
That's fine. I just think things and then you laugh at me and then I get a surge of like, yeah.
Anyway. Egg you on.
So yesterday's meeting, I noticed something and I thought, okay.
Hmm.
So I'm going to name him Gus here from our promo team. 10 out of 10. Everyone in the building loves Gus.
Yeah.
Right? He's great. He may or may not have been the chicken last week.
Yeah.
Mr. It was running
Chicken.
Around talking.
Yeah. Depends on the legal implications of that.
Oh, then he definitely, I said maybe. So who knows? Could have been anyone. Face was covered.
We don't get to know that stuff.
And so yesterday he was having a cup of tea. Brought a cup of tea into the meeting, right?
Yeah.
And he, as you do with a cup of tea.
So he's 20?
He's very young. He's a baby.
A child, yes.
Yes, right. Bless him. He's beautiful.
Very smart. Very good at his job.
Yeah, like, yeah, right?
We don't deserve him. He's too beautiful for this business.
Oh, my God. And once he finds out, we're in trouble.
Shh, shh, shh.
I know. He won't listen. So anyway, so he was, you know, with the tea bag up and down, you know. Once he had got his perfect tea.
What do you call it? You jiggling it?
Jiggling
your tea bag?
Yeah. And then he wrapped his tea bag and he squeezed it with his fingers to squeeze all the tea out. Which is not normally my approach, but that's fine.
Because you don't like fingers in your own drink.
Well, no, yeah, there's that, but I don't like wet fingers.
Oh, it's a textural thing.
I don't like wet fingers, right?
Okay.
So anyway, so I saw him and I was like, what's he going to – I was so interested. You were talking, you're blathering on about we need to do this, this and that. You're very regimented and good in these meetings. And I was like, I'm focused right here on Gus and his cup of tea.
Yeah.
Because he had squeezed it with his fingers and then he had to go to the bin and throw the tea bag out.
Yeah.
And no one else was noticing him, right? Yeah. He was just in his own world doing his thing. But I was
observing. Yeah.
And I thought, what's he going to do? He looked around. There's no tissues.
Yeah.
So what's he going to do? How's he going to dry his fingertips?
He's going to wipe it on his pants.
So is that what you would do?
If it wasn't too much tea, I didn't think it was going to
stain my pants. Just a little bit, nothing
stainy,
What would you do? You wipe it on your
pants?
I'd
wipe it on my pants, yeah.
I saw him lean down and then he came back up and I said, I stopped the meeting. I said, did you just wipe your hands on your socks? And he's like, yeah, I guess I did. And I said,
socks?
I said, I'm a sock wiper too.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Interesting choice given that, you know, there's a real good chance they could be white socks and
susceptible
to stain.
But it doesn't matter. Because all socks are susceptible to stains and no one really looks at socks and it's better than putting it on pants or your top.
Yeah.
So I always wipe my hands on my socks. I'm a sock wiper.
If I'm going that low, I'm going that little bit further and wiping it on the carpet. A, the colour will absorb the tea.
No, disgusting.
B, not my problem.
But then you get grits. You get grits on your finger.
Then you wipe that on your pants.
No,
it's dry.
This is amateur hour, mate. You don't know what you're talking about. You're in too deep. Sock wipers.
It's all right.
We're out there.
No, it's
and
not.
And I'm telling you, this may have blown your mind.
No, mate. Every 15-year-old boy knows about sock wiping,
No, people don't do it, mate.
Don't be blowing minds. You haven't sort of cracked the game wide open, mate.
Okay,
we've been doing it for generations.
Well, no, you haven't. Because you've been wiping on your pants. Sock wiping. The time is now. Treat yourself today. If you got a little wet fingers, lean down, wipe them on your socks. It'll change your life.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
It's their radio show in a podcast.
About this time yesterday, brought to the table a little conundrum that I was facing in my backyard.
Oh, the umbrella.
With an umbrella that had toppled over from my neighbours, was resting on the fence. The pole was on the fence. The base, I imagine, was still on the ground, but the huge outdoor umbrella was in my yard. Mm. And I didn't know what to do with it because it had happened the day before. And by yesterday morning pre-show, when I was leaving the house, it still hadn't been rectified. Do you want to know what happened yesterday?
Yes, of course.
Well, we had Jerry call from Kerr Lewis, mm-hmm. and he suggested that I grow a pair and go around and speak to the neighbour.
Yeah.
And say, hey, I can see your umbrella in my yard. Do you want to do something about it? We can do it together if you like.
Yeah.
I did not do that because it was sorted when I got home.
Hey,
stood up.
Well done.
So they either heard the show or much more likely looked out the backyard and saw it toppled over and straightened
nice.
Up.
Nice. What a good ending.
Yeah. I imagine they've reinforced the base too. It seems like the kind of thing you do. But hey, mate, if it topples over again, you're going to hear about it.
No, you won't.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
You and I went up the highway to Melbourne about a week and a half ago, whatever, and we both caught a show.
Yeah.
Went to see the Book of Mormon. It was great.
I would love to sing you one of the songs, but I would like to also keep my job on the radio.
Yes, so. Exactly. If you are thinking of seeing it, don't Google anything about it beforehand.
Mm.
Shock value, right? You agree with that now?
I would say, the one thing I would say is it's written by the guys who write South Park, and so that go into it with that understanding.
Yeah.
And maybe don't go with anyone that you wouldn't watch South Park with.
Yeah. And one of Geelong's own is in there as well.
Yeah. Chloe Davidson.
That's it.
Yeah.
Thank you. So good with names. Anyway, we went and beforehand we decided to grab a bite to eat.
We did.
So
we were too late to get to the restaurant we wanted to go to.
Yeah, because someone didn't text me back in time, but that's fine. Anyway, then we went to another little restaurant and it was great. It was an experience.
It
I'm not going to name the restaurant.
No.
Not going to name it.
Talk about cuisine or any of that yet?
No, definitely not.
All right.
Don't mention anything because it's in that precinct and just shush your mouth.
All right.
But what I will say is that we went out and there was no one really in there and we went in and we said, oh, you know, we've got a booking and we're catching a show.
We're a little
late,
so
So, you know, I don't know if there's, you kind of do that because you expect venues in that area kind of know people are catching shows, so we're doing it quick, whatever, right?
Yeah, we're knocking out the food and getting them out the door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were kind of a bit like not interested in that, and that's fair.
It's almost like they didn't know there was a theatre nearby.
Yeah, right? And that's fine. Anyway, we sat down and it's actually quite funny, all the other things that happened that don't really relate to this story in particular.
Like the guy that sneezed when he pulled out your glass for your wine.
Oh my god. And in the glass, like, and I was just like, god, what am I going
to
do?
To make up for it, he gave me half a paw. And three full sips. I've waited. How long for this three full sips?
It's so funny because every time I say Pinot, what do we say?
Pinot Noir.
Right? Pinot but he gave Noir. You Pinot Gris. Anyway, it was a series of funny events.
We have a laugh.
Right? The tables were close together.
So close together.
So during the time we were eating, a whole bunch of people came in. The restaurant filled up.
Yeah. So you're sitting with your back against the wall on a bench, right? And
on
that bench runs along the wall, the length of, and then there are little tables spaced out.
Yeah.
And then I'm sitting opposite you at the table.
Yes.
Yeah.
And when it was time to get out and leave, I had an option. Do I give the person next to me, because there were people sitting on either side of me, quite a small space to sneak through. Do I give them the back side of me or the front side of me as I scooch past?
When you scooch, do you face them?
Yes.
Or do you face our table and sort of slide past with your derriere?
Yeah. And so my thing to do is to always give people the back instead of the front, right? Because I feel like the front is a bit much. And then when we went and sat down at the theatre.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we had to scooch past people as well.
We had to scooch past and people were scooching past us. Yeah. And I have to say, let's just as a community, like when we scooch, let's kind of make a big deal. Like, oh, sorry.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
Instead of just like, I have a right to scooch.
Yeah. Nah. No, you're triggered from a different situation.
I know, but still. Yeah. But it's like, and then in that situation, I got the front from a gentleman.
Well, I scooched front too. I'm a front scoocher.
Okay, you need to stop. You need to stop.
As if I'm booty scooching.
No one wants a front scooch.
No one wants get a booty front, scooch.
Get your front out of my face. I would rather you bend away as far as possible and give me cheek.
Really?
Than give me a face of crotch.
No.
Yes, every time.
No, it's way less offensive. I always scooch front. I always crotch scooch.
That is your... I want you to be a better person.
There's much less chance of a waft.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, what? But what if you inadvertently touching something?
I'm not leaning back as I scooch sideways, like with my hips forward in their face.
You always scooch back.
But if you're...
People would rather your ass hit them than your front hit them.
No, because...
Yes.
Yeah, maybe, but that's never going to happen. There's less chance of my front than your derriere.
No. You can suck it in.
Because you're bending over.
No, you can suck it in. You can suck it in.
So you reckon you are arching your back.
Every time you scooch.
Clenching your cheeks as you scooch. You were not. I saw. You were not. You almost took a wine out of someone's hand. Like grabbed it between the cheeks.
52232955. When you're scooching past someone.
Yeah.
Do you give them the front or the back?
Is it the cooch scooch or the booty scooch?
Not have said that.
52232955. Come on, clearly you give the front. You don't give the rear. It's just...
It makes everyone more comfortable.
What do you do?
Just give the rear.
Front or back? 52232955.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggie, say thanks.
We're talking about scooching.
Yep, scooching.
Do you butt scooch or cooch scooch? Do you go forward or back when you're shuffling?
Shuffling past someone.
This is prompted by a restaurant arrangement where the tables are quite close together.
Yes.
But then flowed into also our theatre experience.
Exactly. So at the restaurant, I scooched past and gave the person at the next table the backside of me.
Mm.
And then when we sat down for the theatre experience, someone walked past me, a man, and gave me crotch first.
You would have preferred rear.
Yes.
Why?
Because that's the way you scooch. You always scooch that way.
You can't see what's going on if you're rear scooching.
You don't want to. You don't want to look in the eyes of someone you're scooching past. Are you mad?
But you don't know. But then you can't see their knees because you're looking at the person in the next row ahead of you.
No, you just feel it. You feel it. Anyway, what's the appropriate rate of scooch? 52232955.
We've got Ed from St. Albans Park on the line. Scooching, how do we do it, Ed?
Good morning, guys. Well, you know the social animal that I am.
Yes.
I always only get one chance to make a good impression, so it's got to be crotch first.
Okay. Thank you, Ed. Appreciate that.
He waited online so long.
Well done, Ed. Chris from Workday has run into the studio. Mate, you've got some thoughts on this. You go to a lot of gigs.
That's the thing. And if I'm at the gig or if it's the footy or anything, you want to watch what you're there to watch while you're getting in someone's way. You want to watch what you want to watch. So you face the event and your butt goes, I'd rather be looking at the event than making eye contact with the person I'm scooching.
Shouldn't you be watching where you're walking, though,
but
not
that's
the event?
There's a moment where your eyes are straight ahead where you're walking.
Mm.
But if they're going to go to the side, make sure it's to the event side.
Yeah.
You're facing forward, you know, you're surfing.
Peripheral vision is a thing.
In that scenario, he's giving hip. He's not even giving crotch.
No, he said clearly.
So you're walking, your hip is going towards where you're walking. So your butt is in front of the people that you're walking in front of.
Thank you, Chris.
So to look where you're going, you're turning left or right.
Well, the beauty of your head and your neck is that it can twist.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, see. So weirdos give crotch. That's what we've discovered. Thank you, weirdos.
No, the way your body is shaped, you're definitely impinging on someone else's space more
butt. You are creating more of an arc of space if you go with the crotch. But everything else about it's not ticking my box.
No. When I said that.
It's the Tom and Loggie podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
Horse for Gores is such a special event. It is back again for 2026. It's on this Sunday. I'm an ambassador for Gores, and so is this lovely lady. It's Kate Darby, former AFLW star. Hello.
Hello. Thank you.
You are still a star, so we'll get to that in a minute. And Tamara Davis is here as well. Thanks for joining us. You're from Gores.
Thank you.
Congratulations on bringing this event back again to raise money for the awesome work you do at Gores. How are registrations going so far?
Registrations are going fabulous.
Nice.
We are absolutely kicking it.
Yes. Oh, cool. Beautiful. I love nice. That. It's getting bigger each and every year. Kate, why have you jumped on board this year?
Well, I was so excited actually when they reached out and saw and asked if I wanted to be a part of it. Mm-hmm. I've got my our family dog Max the Groodle, who's yes. just turned 9, and he's our favourite thing in the world, aren't they ever? And yeah, to have the opportunity to jump in and do what I can. I mean, I know how much incredible stuff that Gores does. So yeah, to get in and be involved was exciting.
Former AFLW player, do you still have that passion in you? Do you think you could ever think about running around?
Well, it's actually the first time I've been interviewed where the word former has been able to come out.
I know, because it just happened.
Yeah, yeah.
It just happened.
But I've still got a lot of footy passion within me at the moment. Yeah. Yeah, so just doing a bit of coaching here and there at cool. a few different spots at the moment. And as to how it looks, I've got no idea, but I'd love to be involved with footy for years to come. So we'll see how we go. As for playing this year, I reckon I'll give the old body a rest. But yeah. from then on, yeah, who knows? We'll see what happens. I think the walk on Sunday will test out the fitness enough at the moment. Yeah. I've had a very chilled summer.
Yeah. Yeah, nice.
Well, so have I. That's what I'm worried about. You know, we obviously work closely with Lingy and Jono, and that fight is still in them. You know, it's just going to be a leisurely walk, okay?
Uh-huh. Yeah, we don't as long need as you cross the line first.
Well,
right.
there, there, there you go. There it is. There it is.
No, I think I won't be rushing too much, because I know I'll be bringing my daughter with me, and I think halfway through I might have to be piggybacking or shoulder riding at yeah. some point. So I won't be in any rush.
Yeah. Look, this is such a special event, and the money raised goes to doing amazing things at Gores. What type of things will the money raised go to? I mean, Gores takes care of not only a whole bunch of dogs, but there's cats as well. And more animals are in need, aren't they, Tam?
They sure are.
Yeah. It's really hard, because you think, oh, yeah, everyone's kind of taking care of the animals and that. But then one day, as happened last year or the year before, someone rocked up with, what was it, 70-something animals? We went down there,
yes,
Tom,
yeah, yeah.
And it was just, like, horrific. And you think all of these animals need a place to stay. They need to be fed. They need to be taken care of.
They need medical checks.
They need medical
well.
Checks. Yeah, yeah. So that money is amazing, isn't it? Every single dollar raised is going straight to Gores.
Every single dollar is
beautiful.
Going straight back to Gores, back into rehabilitation, back into feeding them 2 times a day, walks, everything that they need.
Yeah.
Just general care that they're obviously the dogs and cats that are a part of our family just get every day, and we don't
yeah.
really think about it.
Yeah,
and then all
absolutely.
Of a sudden there's all these animals that didn't have a choice. So
yeah.
if we can, yeah, give a little bit towards those, it will obviously help out.
Now there is a Schnappos booth that K-Rock are throwing together as well. Not affiliated with any type of dog treat name or anything like that. Schnappos is a new concept.
Yeah.
So
quite catchy.
Yes,
yes, yes.
Do you reckon we might get you a Maxi in the booth?
Oh, look, I would say that. I mean, Tam saw the other day, Max loves a photo.
Yeah.
Can smile on cue.
Yeah, he does, yeah.
Yeah.
Very
so
photogenic.
You guys, all the ambassadors filmed videos, didn't they? How did you go filming yours, Kate?
Yeah, not
the
too
promotional
bad.
One.
Yeah,
yeah,
I think Max hadn't had his walk that morning, so he was sort of kept looking around at the beach. We're right next to the beach.
Yeah.
And he kept looking at the beach like, why are we up on the grass
yeah.
sitting here talking when there's seagulls and balls down at the beach?
Yeah.
But no, it did. Yeah, we did all right, I think. It was. I had my dad was there actually and was able to play with all the kids while we were doing it, so that was
yeah.
very helpful.
Run interference.
Thanks,
yeah.
Poppy.
Yeah, yeah.
And kids and dogs, don't,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
don't yeah. work
yeah.
with
don't
them.
Don't do it. Don't do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. And sort of in a scale of struggle. With
don't, I know.
How bad was Loggy? Filming, Tam?
Entertainment, 10
yes.
out of 10. Absolutely entertainment.
Yeah. I know. I don't know what it is. I'm not good at talking, but I have this for a job. It's
yeah.
very odd. But we were fine. We went to Kingston Park in Ocean Grove, and there was a stage where I said, oh, what we'll do is we'll get Wombi to stand there and I'll come behind him with my lead and I'll be like, so leash up and let's pour for the Gores, you know. And it took about 12 takes until Tam's like, you know what? Let's just,
I think we've got
let's
it.
Just keep the lead on him.
Yeah. Amazing. Well, look, that's a lot of fun. We're excited for Sunday. Kate, thank you for coming in. We're excited to see what you've got next as well for this year, footy-wise. And do you want to give any plugs to anyone, or is it all on the down low at the moment in terms of where you're going to be? And
I don't really. I'm at Western Heights at the moment doing a couple of days a week.
Yeah, cool.
Hoping to stick around the Cats to some capacity as to how that looks. I'm not too sure just yet, but yeah, just getting a bit around everywhere. I'm actually trying to do some public speaking at the moment too, so if anyone needs a keynote at all,
yes,
just reach out on LinkedIn. But no, apart from that, just seeing what comes up this year.
Beautiful. We wish you well. We can't wait to see you on Sunday with Max and Tamara. Thank you so much for throwing this event together and for asking me to be involved again. It is really, really important to me to be affiliated with Gauze, so I love it. Gauze, check them out online. You can still register and people can come down whether they've got a dog or not, right?
Absolutely. You can register on the day. You can walk with your dog or you can walk for the dogs at
Gauze. Yeah. All right. 9 a.m. Sunday morning, Eastern Beach, the barbecue area there. Register now. Pause for gauze.org.au.
Tom and Loggy. That was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.